the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show.
Yes, good afternoon. This is the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. I am your host, The Surfer. Glad you could listen live this Sunday afternoon. Appreciate it. And if you're listening on tape, morning and evening to you. Today, of course, we're going to go over the news that came out of last week's New York Comic Con 2016, which took place last weekend. And in order to do that, I let everybody know this week that I was going to introduce a new co-host, but I have to admit, I have not been totally honest. And the honesty part is, yes, he is a new co-host, but no, he's not a full-time co-host. I have searched hard and wide and came up with the best person I could find to help me with these special events. So he will be known from this point on as a special event co-host. And I'm real glad to have him on board. And I'd like to introduce him now. So, new special event co-host, please introduce yourself.
I'm back, bitches. How you like that?
Now, Jordan wants to say a few words, but before he does, I just want to say, this whole thing hasn't been a work. We weren't pulling anybody's leg. We came to a disagreement that I wish that it came out different. I know a lot of people thought I may have did this wrong, so maybe Jordan does too. But, you know, I tried to come up with something that me and him can still work together, because we feel, I love working with Jordan, and I feel we do work together. A lot of people feel we work well together, and I came to him with this idea, and he agreed. So Jordan will be on whenever we do something big, like a big movie or, you know, Comic-Con coverage or anything that's super important.
Yeah.
So, and Jordan wants to say a few words to his fans and listeners out there. So
I just want to say this. Okay. Yes, to clarify, I am not a full-time co-host. I am not going to be on here every Sunday, because ever since my time away from What Are You Reading, a few things have come up. A big project or two is happening for me. I'm working more full-time now at DontHateTheGeek.com as a contributor, you know, and a writer. So, you know, check out DontHateTheGeek.com. You know, it's a good site. I love it. Also, read my work. It's great. But, again, I've been able to have a foot out of... I'm sort of, like, halfway out the door with Rant AM Radio. Here's the thing. I love Rant AM Radio. I love the listeners. I love the shows. What happened with me and Silver, that's our own shit, all right? That's our own personal shit. I'm not gonna do a shoot interview or anything. I'm not gonna, you know, do that. I'm not going to go and talk as Jericho, although that is a great podcast itself. But I will be here for the big things. Like, the next episode you'll hear me on, I'm going to come on and tell you all about Doctor Strange and whenever the big cons happen, like, you know, New York, San Diego, WonderCon, maybe a few Wizard Worlds. Who knows? While I am honestly trying to build a few more things for myself. And the reason I'm coming back here on this part-time basis is the fans. I do enjoy working with Surfer, but again, this is more so for you guys because all the messages I got, the hashtag free Joe Woco and all that, all the support I got from the fans really made me realize why I love doing something like this, such as podcasting. It's because of the people. Because of the people I entertain with my bullshit. So, I want to thank you all. And I'm not sure how long I'll even be in this position. Because, again, I got a few things. I got a couple things building up that may take me to the level I need to go to in my own personal life. And might be able to help me live out a few of my own dreams. So, I will be here as long as I can in this capacity because I am all about entertaining the people. So for however long I can last in this special events host position, however long that'll go, I'll be here. Be it if I gotta go away because I'm just not feeling it anymore or because I'm too busy. I want to be able to end things on my terms. I want closure. That's what I'm all about is closure. I want to be able to say I go away. I end things on my own term, and I'm at least glad Surfer can somewhat respect that now by allowing me this position because again, this is more so for you guys. Again, I at least want to enjoy it. Still working with Surfer. Me and him, we're fine personally. That's all good. Again, I am more so back for you guys, and I'll continue to be the best host I can. Well, the best part-time co-host I can for as long as I'm able to do that before I, like, decide I should go elsewhere and all that. Alright? So again, thank you for all the messages. For all the affirmation, you know, positive affirmations that you gave me. It's cool. Fun. Awesome. Yay.
All right, Jordan. It's time for our official hug it out bitch moment.
Are you ready? Hold on. I need some of this beer. Hold on. All right, I'm good.
All right, so me and Jordan will have the official hug it out bitch moment. And then we can get on to the show. Give me a hug, bitch.
Yeah, there you go.
So, do you want me to tell the people how they can join us?
Or yeah, you do. Do you want to do it one more time
for old time's sake?
All right, I'll do it one more time for old time's sake. But after that, you're on your own, okay?
Sure, okay.
Fine, all right, good. I got the leverage. Anyway. By the way, for those that were curious, real quick before I go on, Luke Cage, that was fucking great. I love it. Anyway.
Well, did you want to talk about it near the end of the show?
Nah, I'm fine. I said what I needed to about it. I love Luke Cage. That was a great show. With a few flaws. It's fine. Anyway. To join in on the fun here with the What Are You Reading comic book show, you can call in on Skype. There is the contact silversurfer_forever. That's all lowercase. To help out your search, add that contact and call on in. Talk or even bring up a story that maybe me or Surfer missed that went right under our noses. You know, because that tends to happen. We can't keep an eye on everything. We're not a watcher. Listen to live chat room at www.rentenradio.com/chatlisten-live. where you can not only listen to the show, but join in the chat room. It is also at www.anreo.com/chatlisten-live that you can listen to this show and other fine shows like Turnbuckle Throwbacks and The Rant and such at, you know, whenever you want, because after this goes off the air, this will be played on a loop throughout the week until, you know, the next show. But if you can't listen that way, of course, you can listen to Surfer and all the other fine people here on Rant Radio in numerous ways. There's a TuneIn app. You can download it on your iOS and Android device today. It's also available on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. So, if you're not too busy progressing in Gears of War 4 or Mafia 3 or, you know, being a Paul Heyman guy on WWE 2K17, I'll accept those checks in the mail, video game companies. You can listen to Rant and Radio. There is also Podbean, Stitcher, Internet Radio. There is also Geek Life. Is Geek Life still?
No, I don't think we've been part of Geek Life in a long time.
All right, yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Excuse me.
But most importantly, the almighty iTunes. You can go onto iTunes today and subscribe to Rant AM Radio in the podcast section. Later, rate five stars, leave a review, whatever, all that shiznit, fun stuff. And yeah, Stanley Cooper, that is me you're hearing. But again, to emphasize, I am not full-time. I am here for special events only. I'm here for, like, the big movies and convention coverage. Like, big convention coverage. Like, say, when it's WonderCon, you'll hear me talk about WonderCon on here while I'm still doing my own personal work that I've gotten more heavily into since my departure full-time from this show. And again, this is more so about me saying when I get to end things. Because I will say when I am done. So, Ain't nobody going to tell me when I'm done.
You're just setting me up to tell me to fuck off. That's what you're trying to say, huh?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Well, Jordan, not normally this is the time I ask you how have you been, but you've said a lot. So is there anything else you want to add to that?
I've been keeping myself busy, hustling and bustling, and all that, so. Again, my time away from the show has gotten me more, because again, I got a couple things that might actually take off soon. So I'm proud of that. And, again, I'm writing full time. That makes me happy. But again, I'm here because I love the people. And I'm here, just to have a bit of closure because what happened between us, I wasn't ready to honestly say goodbye. Like, I knew this gig wasn't going to last forever. But after all I had done, I at least wanted to be able to say, I'm comfortable leaving it. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do here, is to do things on my terms. And I'm glad that me and you were able to come to a compromise that allowed that to happen.
Well, Jordan can attest, after the fall, I was trying to, you know, make things right one way or another. And you came to the last day I could think of, and he agreed, so.
Yes. But the most important thing about this all is I'm not watching golf anymore.
Now, you had to go there. You had to rub it in. You know, I'm ready to hang up. I'm ready to just quit. Like, I can't take it, you know? Everybody's been dumping on me. and taking your side. I thought I had friends around here, and apparently I don't. I'm a man alone. That is why I'm the lonely host. But anyway, let's just.
I got confidence you'll find a permanent co-host. I got confidence.
Let's get into the news of Comic Con, New York Comic Con.
Yes, New York Comic Con, which you got to attend while my broke ass sat at home.
Well, normally I go through everything I've did, but I can't do that this time because I missed part of the con, and you know I had to go through some things that were personal, not to me, but in my civilian life.
Yeah.
And it kind of put a damper on my enjoyment of the whole show. So we're just gonna stick to the news and go from there. What did you want to start with? Did you want to start with a news item, or you want to start with the big trailer that came out of Comic-Con?
Let's start with the big trailer, which okay, there were a couple of big trailers. So which one are you talking about exactly?
You know, the big trailer.
Power Rangers?
It was the Power Rangers, yes.
Okay,
Power
yeah.
Power Rangers teaser.
Power Rangers. Woo.
Now, I confess I'm not that big of a Power Ranger fan. I don't hate the franchise. I get it for people that grew up watching it, that if that's your thing, that's cool. Me, it was beyond my time. It always looked cheesy to me, but I understood where people were coming from that was 10, 12 watching it, because like I've always said, I felt the same way when I was growing up watching Ultraman.
Well, I'll say there is a bit of a difference between us, because I was very much a Power Rangers fan when I was growing up. I was that demographic that would be way into Power Rangers.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. But
I did fall out eventually. Like, I think that, like, the last time I was like heavily knew of Power Rangers was around Power Rangers Zeo and Space.
Well,
I don't know dick all about Power Rangers post them being in space.
It's like this. I realize most people, they grew up watching it, but it got to a point in their age where they just fell off from it, and it wasn't like they hated the franchise, but the franchise was more geared for the next generation of 10-year-olds coming up, and then after that, that's why it's still in the air. It's still in the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because kids keep.
Is it?
I don't know, but I think it is.
I don't.
Kids keep you know, have new fans come in, find Power Rangers, and it keeps it going. You know, if you're 28 years old and you're still sitting in front of me and watching it like it's brand new, I don't know what to say. If you watch it out of nostalgia, you know, you catch 20 minutes of it, that's fine. But
honestly, I see why Power Rangers still has the fandom that it does. Like, even right now, currently, Boom Studios is producing the official, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book, and that's really good. I'm honestly still enjoying that.
The comic books, that's always a medium that allows you to do things that like television won't let you do. So
and also maybe expand amongst the canon. Like,
and then plus you're not looking at rubber creatures. You know, you're looking at fleshed out looking creatures that look real.
Yeah.
On paper, so it tends to be more taken more seriously.
Yeah, no, I agree. New York City Comic Con gave an actual official look of Power Rangers, and okay, here's the thing I noticed. Like, I remember Max Landis was originally involved with the scripting, but he later got apparently he's not credited with the final product. He was fired. And this looks very much like Chronicle. This looks very...
Yeah, that's the word I've been hearing with a lot of people.
Yeah, like, Max Landis tweeted, like, I got fired from Power Rangers, then they pretty much made Chronicle.
Yeah, some kids find some alien stuff and they get powers. Yeah, that's Chronicle.
Oh, no. Not some kids, but the Breakfast Club.
Right.
Because that is also a obvious little nugget of influence among this Power Rangers as well.
So you have Tommy, Billy, Zach, Kimberly, and Trini, right?
Yeah, those are the original five.
But they changed the ethnicity of Billy and Zach.
Yeah, Black Ranger isn't black anymore. Black guy and is going to be the...
Is Trini Asian too in the movie or...
No? Yeah. Okay, Trini, the original, was Asian and made the Yellow Ranger because, oh man, even in early 90s, we didn't fucking know better. But here, it doesn't look like it. I'm honestly not sure of what she is, but whatever. I guess that speaks to good casting.
Well, what's the Hispanic or the Indian or, you know? I mean, like...
I guess that's Kimberly.
We need more... Kimberly's Hispanic?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't been keeping over the news of Power Rangers too much.
So what I, from an outsider looking in, what I saw from a teaser, it looked okay. I mean, it looked like it has potential. Certainly looks like it's going to be better than the last two Power Ranger movies, which was more based on the TV show than this is. This is like, yeah, they take the characters, they'll take the droids, but it's not like no Japanese effects are weaved into American.
It's like someone took a Blu-ray copy of Chronicle and a Blu-ray copy of The Breakfast Club and then smashed them together and then crushed up Power Rangers and sprinkled that on it. And that's what we got. That's on it. It's not bad. It's not bad. It certainly is going to be a different take on Power Rangers, but one that will fit more so into the conventions of what some average moviegoers are a bit used to today. I mean, again, even within film, I can see, like, yeah, I can see why. I honestly do get that. But, again, I like the little... it's a teaser trailer, so you're not going to get that much. The movie doesn't come out till March, so I expect we'll get, like, a more full trailer, say, like, the end of this year or very early next year. All right? I mean, that's when we'll get, a full look. Because in this trailer, we didn't see Bryan Cranston as Zordon. We didn't hear what Bill Hader will sound like as Alpha 5.
And you didn't see Rita's... Goldar. Yeah, none of his her crew of baddies and...
We did see Elizabeth Banks briefly.
She looked badass.
No, she looked fine. Although, the way she was over Kimberly in her bed was like...
That was kind of menacing.
Yeah, I was like, what are you trying to do here? This is very confusing to me, both personally and somewhat emotionally.
So, anyway,
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
We can agree that when the movie does come out, it's going to invoke a lot of passions and a lot of opinions.
When Power Rangers comes out, I'm pretty much going to be that guy that pulls up a lawn chair and just watches how everybody reacts. I'm just gonna lay back, sip my beer, and be like, "This is gonna get good."
So, do you think this can have the power like Transformers do with the public?
I don't know. Since Transformers pretty much came out with the Transformers. While as that aspect here with Power Rangers, as we're talking about, excuse me, are the Zords. And we don't know.
I'm just saying, like, matter what comes out, how bad these Transformer movies are, people come to see them because they're huge fans of Transformers. And you have generations of fans who just love the Transformers. Do you think this would be the same with Power Rangers? Like, do you think hardcore Power Ranger fans will come out and the rest of the public won't give a damn?
Here's the thing. I don't think so, because Transformers does have, from what I have seen and read amongst the internet, and also, you know, knowing a few people, Transformers has a bigger following. Transformers has a much wider reach. And also, Transformers has a wider reach because its cars are transforming, which means they can reach out to a bunch of auto dealerships, you know, a bunch of companies such as Ford, Toyota, Nissan, and all that, to get, like, the exclusive stuff, like, oh, we haven't even revealed this to the public yet, but here you go. So they can showcase it in the movie before, you know, an Autobot or Decepticon get transformed. Power Rangers has its fans, but Power Rangers don't have as much fans as, say, Transformers does, in all honesty, if I'm going to shoot straight. But yeah, so I doubt this will. Also, it's March. You're not. I know plenty of movies have performed so successfully well in March that it's not. It shouldn't even be a, you know, factor anymore. But the fact is, it is still being released in March, and that's going to be a factor on its box office intake, since because Transformers usually comes out in the summer. And I hate to give credit to the Michael Bay Transformers films, because they're shit, but they know when to come out. They know how to successfully come out in the summer, because there will be more people, because not only are you getting more adults, but, you know, more college-age kids, and also younger children coming to the theater, because that means they'll have to, you know, ticket prices will get up and all that, because parents will have to pay for their children to go and see Transformers. They'll get a larger audience. So honestly, whenever that next Transformers movie comes out, that's gonna outperform this upcoming Power Rangers movie.
All right. Do you want to stick with trailers, or do you want to do some news?
Let's go with some news.
And now with the news. So many things came out of Comic-Con. Of course, with Luke Cage being out, Iron Fist and Defender news came out.
Yes.
Well, we might as well talk about this too. A couple of Iron Fist teasers came out.
Yes, an official teaser trailer came out. Of Luke Cage's BFF.
Yeah. It's Danny Rand, of course, learning to become a living weapon. He didn't get into much on villains and storyline, because that's, they're still filming.
But they gave us enough. Again, it's a teaser.
Right. They gave us enough to, if you enjoy the Netflix series, that you will be looking forward to Iron Fist when it come out next year, and like we all are. And
we got a good look at Colleen Wing, a key character within the Iron Fist mythology, and nice little look at the Meachums, who more or less look to be the antagonist for this first season. And honestly, it's great. I love how Finn Jones looks. And also that shot of the Iron Fist tattoo across his chest at the end of the trailer was just...
I know this is an unrelated, useless question. Did you ever see the Iron Fist movie back in the day?
What Iron Fist movie are you talking about?
It's called Five Fingers of Death.
I've seen a lot of kung fu. I think I have.
That's where the Iron Fist come from. That, you know, Marvel got the idea to make up the Iron Fist book from Five Fingers of Death, which is the first martial arts film to come over to the States. Did you know that?
1972, right?
Somewhere around there. That started the whole martial arts craze over here. As far as movies. Well, one of the things that came up at the Iron Fist panel was the introduction of the villain for the Defenders, which is the culmination of all the Netflix heroes coming together to save the day. And that person will be Sigourney Weaver, and you can't think of a better person to be a villain to take on four superheroes and kick their ass until they're ready to come together as a team and take her down like she needs to be taken down.
Yes, she did mention she has been watching a lot of Marvel movies recently.
Now, they even didn't say what character she will be playing. I'm trying to think, who could she
they,
be?
Okay, yeah, a past rumor was like, oh, Mephisto.
Yeah, I heard the Mephisto rumor. I don't know if Marvel or Netflix is would do Mephisto, because that's one of the characters they kind of shy away from for fear that, you know, somebody will protest, especially the Million Moms and the religious groups and stuff like that. Even though Mephisto isn't the devil in comics, he is a demon of some sorts. He's really a excuse me. He's really a deviant. He happens to be one of the first deviants. And if you don't know about the deviants, then you need to read the Eternals and the Celestials and look that stuff up. But yeah, Mephisto, he's a use it all type of villain that if you need somebody that can't really be beat and can really cause trouble to just about any hero, you bring up Mephisto. Unless, of course, you're going up against Spider-Man, then it sucks. So, Sigourney Weaver, who else do you think she could be?
Ah, shit, I'm blanking at the moment. Because I'm still blindsided by the fact that...
I'm trying to think, what female...
Sigourney Weaver is actually going to be in the MCU.
I'm trying to think, what female villain is there she could be capable of, if she's not going to be like Mephisto?
Yeah. But the other thing about that panel was that this is the first time we've seen all four Defenders together.
Yeah, last year.
And right after that panel, Finn Jones was joined by Charlie Cox, Chris Ritter, and of course, Mike Coulter.
Yeah, last year they teased us with three out of four because they hadn't introduced who was going to play
Finn
Iron
Jones
Fist
yet. Yeah, Finn Jones was still working hard over at Game of Thrones.
Is he dead in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay, so he's freed up.
Yeah, he's as dead as a motherfucker. But also that means we're one step closer, hopefully, maybe, to after Defenders, maybe a Luke Cage and Danny series that's, you know, maybe called Heroes for Hire. Also, Marvel, I have a demo reel and a resume, so I can totally, like, be the head showrunner of that if you want. I'll totally do that.
Well, if you ever get that position, I want to get some early looks on the footage, if you don't mind, because we do go way back. So
maybe I'll have Mike Coulter say "Sweet Christmas" for your voicemail answering machine or whatever.
Yeah, I like Sigourney Weaver.
Although seriously, Marvel, you know, I'll give you my email address. Let's talk.
What storyline you want to go with next?
One thing about New York Comic Con is that, hey, comic books are still a thing.
I would hope so, if they're going to have a convention for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and one thing is, I actually wrote about this for Don't Hate the Geek. I wrote about this story. I wrote this at Don't Hate the Geek, but I'm going to tell you about it here. Deadpool. God damn, Deadpool's everywhere now. Deadpool was everywhere before that movie this year, and he certainly... still going to be everywhere because of that goddamn movie.
There's even a Gwenpool.
A what?
Gwenpool? You know Gwenpool.
Gwenpool. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Gwenpool. Yeah. I've only read the first issue of that. That's kind of good. But there will be another Deadpool miniseries because when he's not doing his own book or being in the Uncanny Avengers, Deadpool does a random crossover miniseries. And this time... it'll be of Howard the Duck, called Deadpool the Duck, a 5-issue miniseries starting in January, written by Stuart Moore and drawn by And I'm going to try and say this right, even though, especially because I've been drinking a beer, still am right now, Jacopo Camingi, doing the art. Holy fuck, I hope I said that right.
Now, I hope that if you're going to do a Deadpool the Duck, or Dead Duck, whatever you want to call him.
I'm calling him Duckpool.
He teams up with Spider-Ham.
That'd be fucking awesome. Okay, pretty much what this miniseries is about, S.H.I.E.L.D. sends Deadpool, don't ask how, just go with it, after something and discovers a duck that has much of his own tendencies. It also looks a bit like him, and also is a bit like Howard the Duck. What this does is combine two of the most popular characters in Marvel right now, because not only is Deadpool still popular, but also the current Howard the Duck comic book, which is sadly coming to an end soon.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, despite the critical praise and fan love, it's garnered a bit of low sales by Chip Zdarsky on writing from Sex Criminals and Joe Quinones on art. Howard the Duck is sadly coming to an end soon, and it's a great book. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've been following it since he came back, so I got all the issues.
It's sad that's happening, but again, Howard the Duck is still popular. I mean, again, despite the low sales, that character is still very much over, and that book is still amongst like some of the comic critics' praise, and like this is one of the best books of the year. This may end up in my top 10, you know, of the year and all that. So it's a good move to maybe save the book, maybe get another volume of publishing going. But who the hell knows? But yeah, Howard. But the search for this duck pole does bring Deadpool and Howard the Duck in each other's crosshairs, and they collide.
Oh, Stanley, don't calm yourself in the chat room, okay? Nothing wrong with Howard the Duck. He's an institution.
Again, this is a 5-issue miniseries, and it'll start this January. Speaking of comics, America!
Fuck yeah.
More so, America Chavez.
Now, America Chavez came to popularity during the Young Justice run, and she is a...
Young Avengers.
I mean, what did I say?
Young Justice.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's DC.
Right, Young Avengers run.
There you go.
And she is from another dimension, and she is... Her name is America Chavez. I love her. She's super strong. Yeah. Has abilities to jump through dimensions and space travel. Like,
and she's also got superhuman strength.
Right, invulnerable.
And can fly.
And she loved the ladies.
Yes.
And she's Hispanic, of course.
Yes, that's the thing about America Chavez. She is both one of the most prominent Latina characters in mainstream comics, but also another prominent LGBT character mainstream comics.
I think she's been great in the Ultimates. She's getting her own solo series. Is it four, or is it going to be a series?
Ongoing. It's an ongoing series. America Chavez. It's simply titled America, and it was unveiled with a cover drawn by former Young Avengers artist Jamie McCleavy.
And what
at New York Comic Con.
One of the things I like about it is like she's very forward with what she wants to do in. As far as taking on fights and like she's just fist first type of person, and you normally that wouldn't work with a lot of people, but to her it does. And she was one of the great people that stood out to me during Secret Wars, like when her stories being told in the different books.
Yeah, and especially A-Force when that started out.
Well, she wasn't in A-Force long because she.
Well, that's what I meant.
Right, because she got banished to the wall, and she became part of the Siege storyline.
That's more or less what I was meaning.
Yeah. So. Okay.
But yeah, now America Chavez is a great character, and she has always been more than deserving of her own series, and now this is happening. There is no word right now as the creative team, but again, original Young Avengers artist Jamie McCleavy and colorist Matt Wilson will be doing the covers. That's all we know about that. But again, the cover for the first issue looks spectacular, and America Chavez is all hell. I'm excited. She's a great character. And you know what? In the climate that we have...
Excuse me.
In the climate that we live in the world, it is great that that those out there in the LGBT community, and especially... you know, even the Latino community, have someone they can look up to in terms of their escapism. This is great stuff. I love America Chavez. I can't wait to read this book.
I'm surprised they didn't stick on the Champions.
Okay, that is a bit surprising, but you know what? Her still getting her own solo series, that's
really good. She still could be part of Champions because... Their roster will change at some point within the next 12 to 18 issues.
So, I haven't gotten the Champions yet, but yeah, I do agree with that.
No, they were just, you know, I read an article saying where like the people they starting off with won't be, like, it's not a set group. Like
don't expect Kamala Khan to stick around.
No, I think she's the main stay of that group. Like, I think she from the first issue, the group was put together because of her. Like, you want me to tell you what happened real quick, or no? You want to
read? Nah, I'll read it for myself.
Okay.
But I can get that. And also, side note, Ms. Marvel is still the best superhero comic book today. I love Kamala Khan.
I'm guessing by the end of this current crossover that maybe. Miss America be sick of dealing with Captain Marvel, and she may leave that group. I don't know. I don't know what you know, because that's the thing with Civil War too. It's splitting up a lot of groups and people, and so on and so forth. Carol Danvers, she's just lost her. She's off a damn rocker at this point. Especially if you read the last. Power Man and Iron Fist.
Which I haven't. Which I'll get to. Again, been keeping myself busy. Okay. Now, well, alright. We talked about a comic that should have been long overdue. Let's talk about a comic that somehow has come out of nowhere. Dynamite recently has become a great source of many licensed properties. And we got a couple... stories about licensed properties. First off, we're going to go with Barbarella. That classic B-movie hit of 1968 with Jane Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite Entertainment is doing a new Barbarella comic
book. What's that storyline? What's that story at?
It's under Barbarella.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yes, Barbarella, which, by the way, if you've seen that movie, personally, is so boring.
It was controversial when it came out.
Well, yeah, because, it was the 60s, and how dare you show a belly button in a film? Scandalous.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Why not?
Well, because there were a lot of repressed people in the 60s.
It's shameful.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Pull up a skirt, show an ankle.
Cover up.
Call the police.
Wear a burka.
God damn it. You... Okay, the best thing the 60s gave us was Mad Men. and the Adam West Batman show, and some of the James Bond movies. Okay, I'm going off on a tangent. Shut up. You shut the hell up.
Go ahead.
Okay, but yes, the Barbarella comics are going to be supervised by Jean-Marc Lofficier, who worked with the original creator Jean-Claude Forest in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
These will be, that's who's going to be on that. No word on artist, but it'll come to, but it will come out in 2017, and mark the, and just in time for the 55th anniversary of Barbarella.
That's 55 years old.
Yes, and this will also be the first appearance of Barbarella since Heavy Metal, English translations in 1978. So, it's kind of a big deal in that way.
I saw Barbarella a long time ago. I didn't remember much about it, so...
The movie is so slow. Okay, it's stupidly entertaining. It is so bad it's good. But that movie is slow as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That movie that movie had severe pacing issues. It was terrible. Oh my god. I was watching it with a few friends, and even with a few drinks in me, I was like, oh my god, this is taking forever. This is horrible.
Well, it was about Jane Fonda, so.
Jane Fonda back then, yeah, still rocking the body, but, jeez, fuck, that movie went on forever. Speaking of Dynamite, as anyone who's ever listened to the show in the past will know, I'm a James Bond mark. I am an immense James Bond fan.
Do you want Daniel Craig to come back, or do you want them to find somebody new?
I'm kind of ready for someone new, if I'm being honest.
Let's get some Idris Elba up in there. Yeah, buddy.
I mean, okay, well, yeah, I want each sub for everything, including my bedroom. Ho-ho! But, I've enjoyed I'm honestly enjoying the Dynamite Entertainment comic book of James Bond right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. But as anyone knows, there is an American James Bond within the James Bond universe. His name is Felix Leiter. And what do you know? Dynamite is going to have a Felix Leiter miniseries soon. James Bond, Felix Leiter, is going to be a miniseries done by Dynamite Entertainment focusing on James Bond's spy friend within the CIA. This will be, the writer will be James Robinson, who you'll know, of course, from Squadron Supreme, Scarlet Witch, Starman, and a whole lot of other great comics.
And some bad ones. Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that shit Fantastic Four run, that was terrible. That was an awful book. Anyway... Art will be done by Aaron Campbell, who previously did The Shadow and Green Hornet for Dynamite as well. And honestly, I'm excited about this. I've always enjoyed Felix Leiter. I've only started reading some of the James Bond novels like a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
He's actually kind of an entertaining character. And Robinson said that Felix Leiter is a fantastically interesting character. He combines the best elements of the James Bond universe with the dark alleys and darker deeds of crime fiction. A private detective done with a life of spying who is constantly dragged back into that world, like it or not. I'm excited for readers to see the tale of intrigue and big action that I've dreamed up for Felix. And honestly, I am too. Felix was last seen in the James Bond films, played by Jeffrey Wright, appearing in Casino Royale and in Quantum of Solace.
Now, I wasn't always quite sure. Was he like a good guy, bad guy, or was it somewhere in between?
Good guy.
I know he's supposed to be a good guy, but seemed like he...
In Casino Royale, he was on the same mission as Bond was against Lashif, but
won the
CIA.
Money so that the dude couldn't win it.
Yeah, so he helped out James when, you know, he was like, well, shit, I'm out of luck right now. I'm gonna go with MI6 on this. And he was still a good guy in Quantum of Solace. He was an ally. He was the one that tipped James off about Dominic Green tailing him.
Mm-hmm.
About the bad guys that were chasing after him, because he was trying to work with them and see what all that was. So, yeah, Felix Leiter is still a good guy.
Okay, you ready for the next story?
Yeah, sure, you go.
Because I like my animation. Now, I know you are excited for next year's Spider-Man.
So, Spider-Man Homecoming?
Spider-Man
Homecoming. Yeah, I'm excited. That's looking awesome.
Now, of course, this may be good news for you, but Marvel likes to, when they come out with a new Spider-Man, they like to change the Spider-Man cartoons. So now they decide to come out with a new Spider-Man series that's going to debut next year in 2017. And it's going to be called Marvel's Spider-Man, which will be, I guess, more based on the movie version that they're going to come out with next year. So that'll be the end of Ultimate Spider-Man, which is currently playing on Disney XD this season. And I do have to say, Ultimate Spider-Man has improved by leaps and bounds from like the first two seasons when they started to do a more serious take on it. Now I know a lot of people dropped off on it early on and they never came back to see if it was any better or not, but it has improved some.
Yeah, that's good. Good to hear, but I'm just still not a fan. But
when's the last time you watched it?
I really don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you watched it for, like, the first season, and that wasn't a good season. But when they brought in, like, the Luke Cages...
Also, bear in mind, I was also in film school.
I'm saying, like, when they started bringing in Luke Cages and the Iron Man and White Tiger and Nova, it got a little better. And then they brought in Cloak and Dagger and Squirrel Girl and Scarlet Spider and even Ben Reilly, and you know Spider-Man started acting more mature because he was leading teens, and even Aunt May knows that he's Spider-Man now. So, and you know Agent Venom, and you know so it didn't prove anyway. So. You are excited about a new Spider-Man cartoon for next season? Nah, it's going to have like some of the same voice characters, like Drake Bell, who voiced Spider-Man and.
Oh, he was fine. I mean, I didn't mind him as Spider-Man. My problem with Ultimate Spider-Man the animated series is more so the writing.
And Chai McBride, who's the voice of Nick Fury.
Again, my problem wasn't with the cast, but it was more so the writing.
I know what you're saying.
Interesting. I'll check it out. Even though I kind of, I would like at least a Marvel animated series to watch.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be. Like if it's no different than Ultimate Spider-Man, then I don't understand why they even
change
it. But I'm assuming like you won't have little stops of the show to introduce a character and do a whole title. It's Doc Ock, and then the screen freezes and it says Doc Ock under. Like you don't know who it is.
Yeah, the Family Guy.
Yeah, and then
That's another thing that won't turn me off.
You won't have little cartoon cutaways where like a little mini Spider-Man is trying to tell him what to do. And that was one of the things that took away from it. But they cut that out in Ultimate Spider-Man. But let's see how this turns out. Maybe it'd be closer to Spectacular Spider-Man. And of course, one of the things is, like, they'll be based more on the character, the actors who play the different characters in the, in this particular movie. So, Flash Thompson? He won't be a big blonde. He'll look closer to the guy who plays him in the movie, and so on like that. So. So that'll be on your homework for this show, Jordan. Too.
I ain't got homework anymore. Right?
Oh God, darn it! Try to slip.
Okay, but again, yeah. If this is more or less gonna be more Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah, I don't really see what the point is. Because again, I see one Family Guy style cutaway that Ultimate Spider-Man did, which is a big reason why I was turned off of that show. Then yeah, I'm like, screw this. I'm gonna watch Westworld. I got better things to do.
And we got a new Rogue One trailer, of course. I'm ready for it now. It's like I don't need no more trailers. Let's see what's next.
Yeah,
close some browsers. So.
I'm definitely hoping for more Spectacular Spider-Man. I still gotta get the complete Blu-ray set for that.
And speaking of animated projects for Marvel, as soon as I open this up. Open Sesame. How's the dog? Dog good? Your dog good? Jordan?
Yeah, what?
Your dog is good?
Yeah, my dog or my doc?
Your dog.
My dog is fine.
Okay, just checking in with the...
he may be getting up there in age, but he's still jumping around, barking loudly.
Well, you do give him the arms, right?
Okay, Iams isn't the brand that we get feed him, but.
Okay, one of the things that's going to be coming up soon will be the Avengers Secret Wars cartoon. I'm assuming that's part of the Avengers cartoon that's on TV now.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, you know. They changed the name of the... They changed the names of
the... That's another reason I'm not so much in the Marvel animation. They just keep changing things up randomly.
Listen, they don't change the Avengers. They just change the name of the title. This season, it's Avengers Ultimate Revolution.
Well, that's kind of the thing. It's like, oh, it's the same show, but look, different name. I'm like, well, then I'm slightly confused. It's like, is this the same thing?
So, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and many more characters will be back for this 26-episode season. Wacker said that Secret Wars will be seen the return of Agent Carter, voiced by Hayley Atwell. You can't hate on that, right?
Hayley Atwell? No, can't hate on Hayley. Take two. Can't hate on Hayley Atwell. She's beautiful.
Marvel will also be doing some shorts with Passion Pictures featuring Rocket Raccoon, as well as Ant-Man shorts for Disney XD. Not only are they funny or quirky, but a bit retro, but also have a fantastic voice cast. Let's see, what else? Guardian Galaxy Season 2 will feature Captain Marvel and Adam Warlock. Love me some Adam Warlock.
Man, I've actually had a couple of my friends is like, can you explain Adam Warlock in detail to me? And I'm like, do you have a whiteboard I can draw this shit out on?
It's not complicated to understand Adam Warlock.
It's a bit complicated.
No, it's not. What do you understand by Adam Warlock? I mean, I know, just quickly.
The cocoon, all his transformation powers. His time with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, the best way to sum up Adam Warlock, he is a character that fits outside of reality.
Yeah.
He's totally outside of of the realm of, like, he's super omnipotent, like, you know, super strong, has powers that most characters can't deal with, but he doesn't fit in the normal reality of like he fits outside of eternity as far as him as a being. So that's why he always ends up being reborn and coming up in these cocoons and stuff. He was created to be the perfect human, and of course he turned on his masters, and it can be a bit complicated, but he's a great character with the right person writing him. But a lot of people screw him up big time because they don't understand him. Not like Jim Starlin does.
It's one of those things where, again, I jokingly said, do you have a whiteboard so I can explain? But Adam Warlock is a bit of a complicated character to really...
And he's also somewhere outside the timeline.
Exactly. It's a complicated character to explain to a comic book newbie. It honestly really is. So... Again, I said that in jest, like, oh, you got a whiteboard, but again, that character really is, like, you've got to have a day, like, a full day to be like, okay, so and this he, is...
And the last thing I'm going to say is outside of Destiny. What's going on Skype?
Oh, yeah, Destiny, Jesus.
Uh-oh, I think we had trouble on Skype.
But one thing to note about the Ant-Man shorts is that...
Sorry, Jordan, slow down. Sorry, I don't know what happened with the feed, but it did cut off, so we are back on the air live. Thanks, Stanley, for letting me know.
Okay.
Continue.
One thing to note about the Ant-Man shorts is the voices behind it, because Joss Keaton, who was the voice of Peter Parker on Spectacular Spider-Man... is voicing Ant-Man, and Melissa Roach from The Big Bang Theory is voicing the Wasp.
Now, the current Ant-Man, of course, he's no longer an Avenger, but he's still, like, I don't think they've introduced Hank Pym on there, but they had Scott Lang on season 2, and then now he just made an appearance recently. And he's way different than Hank Pym. He fits more to what they've made him in the movies than he actually has been in the books. But, you know, that's what Marvel does. Sometimes they get a character in the movies and they say, hey, let's change him. The only person they never did that to was Blade. That's probably the person they should have changed more, like the movies, than they could have. Superman's family's growing. Did you know that?
A little bit. I know he had a kid and all that.
Well, yeah, his son's going to be a superhero. And
good on him.
Of course, now the New 52 Superman died, and the Lois Lane and Lana Lang, they have superpowers now. Of Superman, they have different parts of his powers, and looks like Lois is dying from them.
That is some rough shit. I mean, I'm catching up on Superman comics right now, but again, I did know about the whole Clark of Different Worlds thing. Ugh.
Speaking of Superman, you did see Supergirl this week, right?
I did see Supergirl, yeah.
Did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, hell yes. You know what was great about it? It was actually seeing Superman be Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a mopey dick that Zack Snyder portrays. It was great to actually see Superman smile and protecting the people. As he should, like when he pretty much put himself as a bulletproof shield in front of that family from that drone. Yeah, I was like, Superman, Superman, Superman. Yeah, that was Superman. Tyra Hoechlin, you did great. But what's also amazing is that while Superman was on there, it didn't detract from Supergirl. She's still great. This show is still great.
Right now, we're going to talk about Gotham. You ready?
No. I'm leaving now.
I tried to get you to do
it. Nice try, sir. Nice try. Nice fucking try.
You know, I could read to you the long letters I've gotten from the fans who wanted you to come back to do Gotham because they loved your entertainment style, but I won't. I want you to do the next story.
And I will do the next story, which is also related to Marvel Animation. Not even... what? God damn you, Google.
That Defenders team up?
No! Okay, kind of Defenders team up. Doctor Strange and Hulk! Yes, a Doctor Strange Hulk animated team up movie is happening soon. Hulk, Where Monsters Dwell.
Yes, Marvel Animations come out with a Hulk Doctor Strange team up. And Marvel needs to get on the ball with some of these movies. They're kind of slow in putting them out, and DC's just cranking them out. And whether you like them all or not, at least they're giving you a library to view. Marvel's been kind of slow on that, and they could be keeping up with the Joneses if they would just put a little effort into it and not just stick to the easy characters to do. Like doing a cartoon with the Hulk and adding Doctor Strange because of the Doctor Strange movie coming out, it's kind of easy. Now, it seemed like a good idea to team them up, but there's a lot of other characters they could be introducing to everybody and not just because they got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
What does it say? One of the things... Okay, the film was going to feature the Howling Commandos, featuring the Man-Thing, and comprised of Zombie, Jasper Stilwell, Werewolf, Nita Price, and the Man-Thing. I said the Man-Thing already, right?
No.
Yeah, the Man-Thing. I said featuring the Man-Thing. So the Howling Commandos going to have the Man-Thing. Do you know anything about the current Howling Commandos? At all?
Not really.
Yeah, it's a lot of some of the monsters from the Marvel Universe, including the Man-Thing, of course, doesn't really talk, but they've been using them a lot in team-ups lately since he was on the Thunderbolts. That's what they need to do, a Thunderbolts cartoon. You agree or disagree?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
Let's see.
I mean, Doctor Strange and Hulk. Yeah, as you said, yeah, they're part of the original Defenders team. So.
Okay, this is the official description. This Halloween, treat yourself to the spooky, action-packed animated feature-length film, Marvel's Hulk, Where Monsters Dwell. Nightmare is bent on conquering our waking world by crossing through the dream dimension and converting each dreamer into a monster. Can Dr. Strange, Hulk, and the Howling Commandos hold the line and put an end to this nefarious scheme? Okay, this will premiere October 21st on digital HD. So, in another week. So I'm going to look forward to giving you my opinion on that. I just wish I had somebody to tag team up on it, but, you know, people are busy in this new 21st century. That's cool. So, did you ever think that Marvel and Fox would ever come together and get along with each other?
No, not really. Unless it was to give me the Fantastic Four film I've been wanting to make. I know you have my script, Marvel. I know you do.
What about a TV show? Could you see them coming together for that?
Oh, they'll work together on a TV show before they ever do a movie together.
Because, you know, FX's Legion will have a Professor X connection. You want to talk about that next?
Yeah. For those that are fans of the X-Men films, the upcoming Legion series on Marvel will not ignore the Marvel Comics roots. In fact, it'll actually have connections. Yes, Noah Hawley confirmed at New York City Comic Con that there's going to be a connection, saying, I don't think you can tell the story without that element to it. So I will say you probably will, as towards the M word, meaning mutant. So, yeah.
Now, I'm not too thrilled because of Fox, but I am thrilled of Marvel. And say what you will about Jeff Loeb and his writing abilities, he has done a good job of running the TV side of Marvel. And what has he messed up on, would you say?
Age of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of losing me right now.
Well, it's not losing me yet. I mean, it just started. The season just started. You got the Ghost Rider.
Well, Ghost Rider's great.
And I'm not too sold on this new director, but we're not getting into TV talk here because that'll just bring up old wounds, and we don't want to go down that path. We want to heal, and we don't want this to be a Trump show. We want this to be a unified show. Anyway,
but yes, there is a connection between the bigger picture that Marvel is doing and the X-Men side of things over at Fox.
Now, I'm just curious. You think this is going to have a lot of effects, or it's just going to be drama, 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 and then 2 to 3 minutes of him doing something that low budget effects, and that's how you know he's a mutant?
I honestly don't know. I mean, again, I have complete faith in Noah Hawley because he's the one behind Fargo, and Fargo is amazing.
Uh-huh.
I honestly don't really know.
I will leave my thoughts on that until I've seen a couple episodes, because, like I said, it's Fox, and when they do put out a good show, they'll cancel it. And when they don't put out a good show, well, it stays on the air.
Yeah. And
sometimes both. Let's see. Who sent me?
Oh, Lucifer, please keep going.
We off the air again?
That's what I'm being told. I mean,
okay. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know why I keep losing the feed. I gotta talk to the owner of this network about that, because this is the first time this happened to me. We never usually have this problem of the feed.
Well, the other thing about Legion is Dan Stevens, who is playing the lead character, said there's a wheelchair in the first scene. That is, he also later confirmed, there is a Professor Charles Xavier connection.
Are we getting the Charles Xavier or someone else?
I believe we're getting the Charles Xavier.
No, I mean someone else playing him.
Oh, you mean not James McAvoy?
Patrick Stewart. I think Patrick Stewart would be more willing to make a TV cameo than James McAvoy. Anyway, Logan. What do you think about that? The Logan
movie. Logan, another thing I've written about for Don't Hate the Geek. Looks interesting. Sounds interesting. I mean, again, this is definitely going to be like Hugh Jackman's swan song. So
I hope people ain't expecting Old Man Logan like the book, because they can't do that at this point. I mean,
what? From what it seems like, they're definitely basing it on Old Man Logan. Maybe not a straight adaptation, but they're definitely taking heavy influence from it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be old, and who knows how the world will be, but I don't think it's going to be like from the book. And I don't think he's going to do some cross-country trip with Hawkeye, so.
Look, the best thing about that, no incestuous Hulk storyline, because that was... As much as I love the original Old Man Logan story, I hated that part.
What part? Them doing the road trip?
No, the road trip part was great. It's the what they revealed with Hulk and She-Hulk.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, incestuous Hulk family. Totally not a fan.
Well, a Warp Talk would do something like that. I don't know if She-Hulk would be down with that, but the Hawk, yeah, like the Maestro Hawk, oh yeah, he wouldn't care. It was just more surprising that She-Hawk was down with it.
Either way, it was disgusting.
Unless something happened to her to warp her mind.
Either way, I didn't like it. It was disgusting, and was the worst.
I think that was the point.
Yeah. Well, still, again, the worst part of a otherwise great story, in my opinion.
Since there's a Red Hulk out there now, so he can mate with her.
Oh, fuck Red Hulk. Nice.
A new animated Wonder Woman is coming up from WB.
Good.
So next year, live-action Wonder Woman Justice League could only be the beginning of the plans for DC iconic superhero. You know what? The funny part was, I was watching the first episode of the Wonder Woman TV show last night.
Linda Carter?
Yes.
Okay.
And, like, looking back at it, there was so many actors and actresses that I did not realize who they were when I originally watched as a kid. Like her mother. Can you identify who played her mother without looking it up?
The mother of Wonder Woman,
yes.
I'll try. I mean, I could.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Seconds.
I don't know. Okay, but okay.
Let me tell you who it was. Claus Leachman.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I've watched Claus Leachman in the movie, but I didn't realize that's who that was when I watched it as a kid. All right, so the last Wonder Woman movie, you know, people liked it, but it didn't do all that well as far as sales, and it made DC go, well, we're going to stick to doing Batman Superman movies, or mostly Batman movies. But, yeah.
It's a damn shame, because that Wonder Woman was great.
Right. But, of course, now DC wants to push their upcoming Wonder Woman movie. So they're going to come out with a new animated feature.
Yeah. James Tucker, supervising producer over at Warner Bros. Animated, set up a panel after like a first look screening of Justice League Dark, which is pushed back to January now. God damn it. Said, we discussed with Warner Video they have Wonder Woman under radar in some form or fashion.
Wait, when was it supposed to come out?
This month.
Well, they just released Cape Crusaders. That's probably why they pushed it back.
Well, no, it was still planned for October, despite Cape Crusader coming out.
I know, they probably thought it wouldn't make sense to put out two movies at the same time.
Hasn't stopped them before.
When did they put out two movies at the same time?
I don't exactly recall, but again, why would it stop them?
Because if they want to get sales off both movies, then they wouldn't put them out at the same time, because if you only got money for one DVD or one digital download.
Or Blu-ray.
Right. So then, you know, you're going to cut the legs of one for the other, or they'll end up cutting each other's legs out. Like they'll
okay.
do
it. Well, either way, a new Wonder Woman animated film would be great. Again, that's still one of DC's best animated films. You had Kerry Russell as Wonder Woman, Nathan Fillion, Steve Trevor, Alfred Molina as Ares, Rosario Dawson as Artemis.
So, who's your favorite Wonder Woman voice? Is it, who's her name? What's her first name? Eisenberg?
Susan Eisenberg.
Is it Susan Eisenberg, Kerry Russell, or Gina Torres?
Well, I gotta go to Justice League. Hold on. Okay, I'm looking it up just to make sure. Yeah, Susan Eisenberg. I got it right. But yeah, no, seriously, Susan Eisenberg. From Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Okay.
She embodies Wonder Woman to me. She embodies every characteristic, every sense, every little nuance thing about Wonder Woman to me. As much as I love Kerry Russell, she was great.
Mm-hmm.
But Susan Eisenberg, again, whenever I think of Wonder Woman, or whenever I even now read a Wonder Woman comic book, I hear Susan, I read a dialogue, I read Wonder Woman's dialogue, and I hear Susan Eisenberg's voice.
Okay.
She's just that good. While we're on Wonder Woman, we got a couple of other Wonder Woman related stories to go on. So, fuck it. We got a theme now. Yeah! Wonder Woman right now is currently being done once again by Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott. Well, don't expect Nicola Scott on anymore. Nicola Scott is leaving Wonder Woman after issue 14.
That's another artist leaving Wonder Woman.
At least this time it's like more so on equitable terms. Like, okay, well, I'm done here. Aside from, you know, that whole Frank Cho debacle.
Yeah.
Because, damn. But yeah, Nicola Scott will be leaving Wonder Woman, most likely continuing on with Greg Rucka on their independent book at Image, Black Magic. The artist replacing her will be, and again, sorry, I'm going to try and pronounce this as best as I can, Bilquez Evely, who filled in for Nicola Scott on Wonder Woman number 8. And also has done work for DC's Comics Bombshells digital comic, which, high recommendation, Legends of Tomorrow, and the current Flintstones book.
And the other Wonder Woman story, Wonder Woman 77 will be meeting Batman 66 in a digital first miniseries.
Yes, for those that wanted to see Adam West and Linda Carter side by side fighting evil, you got it! In comics.
And this has to do with, of course, Wonder Woman being her 75th anniversary. The title will be co-written by, Jeff Parker, who writes Batman 66, and Mark Andricchio, with art from David Hand and Carl Kessler. The debut issue feature covers by Michael Allred and Alex Ross.
Well, yeah, they've usually done the covers for these sort of things. And it's good that the writers behind the Adam West Batman comic and the Wonder Woman, comic. Yeah, it's good that they're combining, coming together. That's good.
And did you know that Wonder Woman 77 is going to meet the Bionic Woman in December?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, because they like teaming them up. You know, Batman 66... had a crossover with the Green Hornet.
Well, yeah, Stephen, I know that. Peele, also, Stephen Peele.
And from Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. 7.
Of course, the readers been wanting this team up for a while now. You know, Batman 66 and Wonder Woman 77. Because, you know, we all grew up on it. It all made us who we are today. Watching these shows in at first run or rerun. And who knows, maybe they'll kiss each other.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Doubt it, but maybe. Okay, so Rant EM Radio is a predominantly wrestling, is predominantly a wrestling network.
It is.
Yeah, I love wrestling. I've always loved professional wrestling ever since I was a wee young lad, and I cheered on Bret Hart against the British Bulldog at SummerSlam 92. Still, and by the way, if that's not one of your, if you're a wrestling fan, and that's not one of your top 10 favorite matches of all time, I honestly worry about you. But, you know, that's my opinion. Whatever. And also, hey, I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. TMNT is pretty good. It's awesome, for the most part.
Except for the Michael Bay produced movies.
Yeah, those suck. Well, aside from the turtles themselves, because they kind of get that right, but the scripts are shit. Okay, you know what? Never mind. There is WWE Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mashup action figures. Yeah, these are real.
And Sting was at New York Comic Con to promote these action figure mashups. He's walking around.
Yeah.
With his figure.
Yeah, speaking of which, he is Raphael. Raphael is Sting. And if you're wondering, I'll tell you the rest. Michelangelo is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Donatello is The Undertaker, which, okay, yeah, that is a bit weird.
Rest in peace.
But Leonardo is John Cena.
How popular do you think these figures will be with this mashup? You think the wrestling fans will go crazy, or the comic book fans, or just...
I think a cross-section, honestly. I mean, you got collectors out there of both WWE figures and also TMNT figures. And you know, there's also, you also gotta know, there's gotta be a small cross section that does both, because
then the John Cena one has the United States Championship belt
and a steel chair and a chain, because basic fucking-omics. Undertaker has Donatello
has the World Championship belt, the old WCW, NWA Ric Flair
and a
belt,
sickle and a shovel. Macho Man Mikey comes with a fire extinguisher, Macho Man shades, and a trash can, while Raphael Sting comes with a kendo stick, a baseball bat, cuz duh, and a trash can lid.
So hours of delinquent fun for everyone.
I would actually buy these and put them on my bookshelf. These are pretty cool. And out of the box, too. Yeah. How you like that, collectors?
And they'll be available exclusively at Walmart in November.
So, I've got to let my relatives know what I want for Christmas.
Well, you live in Arkansas, so you're in Walmart headquarters. You could go to the headquarters and get them for us.
Oh yeah, I can just go right up there and be like, yeah, give me that shit. All right, we got two.
Talk to the Walton family for me.
Yeah, sure. I'll be sure to pencil that in.
Well, according to Stanley, you're related to him.
We should take everything Stanley Kubrick says at face value, except. No, we really shouldn't. All right, two more stories. Got two stories left here.
Oh, the fun is almost over, and I don't want to ever go away.
Well, Guillermo del Toro was at New York City Comic Con. And, of course, you know, Arrow is a big presence at Comic Con ever since it debuted on the CW.
It lost a little of its steam over the last couple seasons.
I'm kind of liking season 5 right now.
Most of the CW shows' ratings have been down this season.
Well, that's a shame. But there might be a bit of a boost soon because of the two people I just mentioned. Mark Guggenheim has announced that. Yeah, he said, quote, "I'd be lying if I said I never broached the topic with him," talking about Guillermo del Toro since they were both on a panel for Troll Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
The upcoming anime series from DreamWorks. Being like, but he's so busy, and he is filming right now, actually, up in Toronto. What that is referring to is a standing invitation, apparently, of Guillermo del Toro to come direct an episode of Arrow. Mark Guggenheim said he has a standing invitation.
When the last time he's directed a TV show?
The Strain.
That's his show, though.
He directed the pilot.
Right, that's his show. That's why he directed the pilot.
Well, yeah, it's based off a series of books he wrote. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's coming to an end.
Well, yeah, season 4 next year. Hopefully that shit-ass kid on that show will be killed off because he's the worst.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Okay, trust me. That kid, Zach, he's the fucking worst. He's terrible. Ugh, I hate that kid. Anyway. My nephew would do a better job.
Okay.
But yeah, we might get a Guillermo del Toro directed Arrow. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. Maybe.
I think it would be interesting, and of course, you know, right, depending on what episode they give him, you know, it could really boost viewership.
Maybe give him a Halloween episode where John Constantine can guest star.
Well, how about he do a pilot for John Constantine for us? How about that?
Just cut
to the chase.
Yeah. Okay. Side note. Okay, caveat. Would Matt Ryan still be Constantine?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, totally in. I'm totally in for that. Yeah.
I mean, isn't he going to be Constantine on Legends?
Justice League Dark anime. Well, okay, he is voicing Constantine in the Justice League Dark animated movie.
Mm-hmm. And he's gonna
but
be
there
on,
is there is on, okay, there is still no word of Constantine officially appearing in Legends of Tomorrow.
If you saw just last week's episode,
I haven't seen the season premiere yet.
I think they'll get to him.
Okay,
from what they showed in that first episode, they'll get to him at some point.
All right, good. All right, and our last story is about a upcoming Marvel comic, since we're switching DC to Marvel. Nova! The upcoming Nova comic book series is going to be bringing the current Nova with a past Nova. That's right, Richard Rider and Sam Alexander are going to be coming together.
The original Nova, who kind of got the short end of the stick after he was... built it to be like an A-list type of hero.
Saving us all from Thanos and the Cancerverse.
And I still don't know what happened with him after that. Because they did a story where they kind of explained how Thanos and
Star-Lord
got away, but Richard Rider didn't. I didn't understand how that ended, so.
Yeah, that was like one of those original Sin tie-ins, and that was
right,
kind of confusing
like,
as shit.
Like, I kind of got the gist that Star-Lord kind of dicked over Richard Rider, but.
A little bit from what I remember, but here's what's going on. In November, Nova... there will be a new Nova series, and it will be about Ryder and Alexander. It's about combining the old guard with the new guard. And right now, the creative team is writers are Jeff Loveness and Ramon Perez, and the artist will be Perez himself, with Ian Herring providing the colors.
Now, don't quote me on this or come back and say you are wrong. But I think they're going to try to rewrite it so where Richard Rider is Sam Alexander's pappy or something, but I don't
really.
I think
they can't be that stupid, right? That is so cheap.
I don't know for sure. I think I saw something.
Okay,
like that.
See one of the because I've read the Nova comic that stars Sam Alexander, like both volumes, and like what I love is that dynamic. Like this is suddenly reach out of your ass and suddenly be like, oh, the original Nova was your dad. I was like, it's kind of a slap to the fucking face of what has been going on with the, you know, of who created this character. Like, goddamn.
I don't know for sure, so we'll see how it turns out. And
I hope that isn't the case because, yeah, the series has been successful on its own without having. The sort of Damocles that was. Oh, by the way, yeah, look at my literary reference. Sort of Damocles that was. Richard Rider did hang over the Nova series with Sam Alexander, but it more or less rose above that.
Mm-hmm.
It made its own book. It was a very entertaining book and was a good case of like Jeff Loeb can still write good stuff because he was the writer at first on that. So, oh, fucking hell, man. Honestly, I hope it doesn't do a I'm your father, Sam connection with Richard Rider. I don't want that. I love Richard Rider. I love Sam Alexander, but I don't need this. I don't need them to be father and son. What I love would be a mentoree, you know, relationship. Like, I want to show you the way of the Nova Corps. I know you're Nova right now, but I gotta show you the true way of the Nova Corps. I want this book to be Sam Alexander learning Richard Rider's ways of when he was a Nova. I want it to be a passing the torch sort of series, while seeing both of them team up and be badasses because they're Nova. Like, how Clint Barton and Kate Bishop were both Hawkeye and Hawkeye. You know? One wasn't above the other.
Mm-hmm.
I would want that. So that's my stance on that.
Well, we are at the end of all our stories for today. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just looking at the title. I haven't read the article, but John Bernthal thinks that the Punisher would beat Batman. Now, if you see the accountant, you would know that's not true. That's all I got to say on that. The accountant came out this week. John Bernthal's in it, along with Ben Affleck. And
I haven't seen it, but hopefully an accurate depiction of autism on film.
Maybe.
Well, yes. Well, speaking as someone with autism myself, I see one more goddamn movie or TV show portray autism as some sort of hidden super fucking power. I'm gonna lose my shit.
Well, you might lose your shit with this one then.
Oh, god, don't. Fuck.
Well, that concludes our partnership for today. Now it's time for the crying and the wishing things could be the same, but we have to move on in life. Jordan, I do appreciate you coming on the show today and helping me out and being a part of this show in some capacity. And, you know, maybe we can get back to some weekend loving. If possible, you know.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm not too busy.
I know it'll take a while to get back to that. That's what I miss the most about you, that weekend loving. But let me tell you about the shows that here on Rant In Radio.
Go ahead.
Did you know about them?
I knew about them. I still know about them.
Well, yeah, this coming Tuesday is the rant with Drew Ayers and Tony C and his endless repeats of jokes. You need new material. And I believe there will be a roundtable this coming Tuesday after the rant. Another wrestling roundtable, so make sure you tune in for that. Wednesdays is Thumbstick Ninjas, which is every other Wednesday. You get a live, a new episode, and then you get a repeat when not on the air. Thursdays is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. No, I'm sorry, not Turnbuckle. Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Fridays is when Turnbuckle is usually on, but it's on hiatus right now. I don't know if they're going to do a repeat show. But don't worry, people, if you're a big Turnbuckle Throwbacks fans, it'll be back before you know it. 9 p.m. on Fridays. And, of course, Saturday night is the Wrestling Call-In Show at 11 p.m. with William Morgan. And that's where you can call in and talk wrestling. And I will be back all alone next Sunday at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Crying in my own loneliness and tears. And man, this was so good. It was so good having you. But I messed up. I lost the love of my life forever. Must move on to some lost, lonely existence where I grow old in some home. But Jordan, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. And I will just say, if anyone wants to keep up with what I'm doing, again, check out don'thatethegeek.com. I'm a contributor there. I shouldn't say contributor. I'm more like a full-time writer now. So
are you getting any checks?
Hopefully soon. So check out don'thatethegeek.com.
I need that $20 you owe me.
I don't owe you shit.
All right. So you're getting new now. Okay.
Nah. Again, don'thatethegeek.com. Check that out. Twitter at Joe Woco. JoWoCo. And keep an eye out soon, because I'm gonna I might be bringing a few things public soon about what I'm working on that I may be doing soon. Again, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, because again, things take time to work on, people. Things take time.
You gotta work.
Exactly, and I'm working my ass off. I'm busting my ass trying to make a cent or two. Trying to just getting by. Whiskey ain't cheap. I mean, for fuck's sake. So.
There are cheap whiskeys out there, though.
I know there are cheap whiskeys. Yeah, but I don't like. But I like to pay for the good stuff.
You don't like Wild Irish Rose.
Oh no! I'll enjoy. Oh no! I'll down that easily. No problem.
Dad, I didn't know you was into the wino drinks.
Well, when you're not feeling fancy and all that, you just want to down some shit. Yeah, whatever. But that's all I got. That's all I got for you people. All
right. So you can say goodnight, Jordan.
Good night, everybody. It's good to hear from you all again.
I'll be back next week. Till then, peace out.